Blackstone Audio presents Freeze Frame by Peter May. Narrated by Simon Vance. This book bears a dedication for Eric the Viking. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians 55. Part 1. Chapter 1. Munich, Germany, December 20th, 1951. Eric Fleischer was a man who counted his blessings. His wife was an attractive woman, hair cascading in golden waves over square shoulders, a smile that lit her inner soul, and spellbinding blue eyes, still adoring after 5 turbulent years. He had 2 wonderful children, blonde, blue-eyed clones of their mother. Magda's genes had predominated over his own Mediterranean looks. He had survived the war virtually unscathed, inheriting his parents' Bavarian villa in this leafy suburb, establishing a lucrative practice among the new, burgeoning middle class rising now out of the ashes of Hitler's madness. The good life stretched ahead toward an unbroken horizon. How could he have known that this night he would lose everything? As he sat reading the evening newspaper, he absorbed almost unconsciously the peals of laughter emanating from the dining room, mother and children playing a simple board game. He dipped his head to peer over his glasses and glanced through the door toward them, and with the seeds of arousal sown by the merest glance at Magda, rose ambition for a third, or even a fourth. He glanced at his watch, folded his paper and laid it aside. "I'll be back down in 15." Magda half turned her head toward the living room. "Dinner will be ready in 20. His study was an elegant room, oak-panelled, one wall lined with bookshelves that groaned under the weight of his father's books. Tall windows looked out across the boulevard to the brooding darkness of the park beyond. Full-length velvet drapes hung open, and he could feel the cold pressing against the glass, like icy palms pushing flat against the panes. He drew the velvet against the night and sat at his leather-tooled desk, patient files neatly laid out under the soft light of his desk lamp. He checked his diary. First appointment was at 8:30 tomorrow. And he felt the smallest grain of discontent at the thought of the endless stream of pregnant women that would punctuate his days into the foreseeable future. But he wasn't going to let it darken his mood. His blessings were still in the ascendancy. He pulled the first of the files toward him and flipped it open. The sound of the phone crashed into the ring of light around him, and he reached into the darkness beyond it to lift the receiver. The voice was little more than a whisper, hoarse and tight with tension.
"They're coming! Get out! Now! Now!"